Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Tomorrow, January 22, 2022, marks the 49th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's infamous decision known as Roe v. Wade, a decision that legalized abortion in all 50 states and so far has resulted in the deaths of 70 million innocent children. Although abortion providers call it settled law, it's anything but settled in the hearts and minds of the American people. And as we wait for the Supreme Court to possibly overturn Roe v. Wade later this year, efforts to combat abortion continue at the state level. Last Friday, several hundred people gathered at the Montana Capitol to mark the anniversary of Roe and to demand that lawmakers and the courts stop the killing that has decimated so many lives in our state. Powerful speeches by Governor Gianforte, Senator Steve Daines, and Congressman Rosendale reminded the people that we will not forget, we will not back down, and we will not stop fighting until the killing ends. We then marched to the Montana Supreme Court, where yours truly addressed the crowd, and demanded that the court stop playing games with the parental permission for a minor to get an abortion law that was passed 10 years ago by a vote of 70% and has been tied up in court ever since. On Wednesday, Attorney General Austin Knutson filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to lift the preliminary injunctions on three laws passed during the 2021 legislative session. The laws banned abortions after 20 weeks, placed reasonable restrictions on abortion-inducing drugs delivered through the mail, and offered a mother the chance to view an ultrasound of her baby before an abortion. All three laws were enjoined by Yellowstone District Court Judge Michael Moses at the request of Planned Parenthood. The 60-page brief outlined in detail how Judge Moses's logic was flawed, incomplete, and one-sided. Then, to the amazement of pro-lifers across the state, the Attorney General went even further. He asked the court to overturn the 1999 Armstrong decision, which is basically the Roe v. Wade of Montana. It's the landmark ruling that Montana courts have used for the past 23 years to overturn or weaken every abortion restriction passed by the legislature. In attacking Armstrong, the Attorney General struck at the heart of Montana's pro-abortion jurisprudence, saying, quote, "Armstrong's reasoning is a deeply flawed tribute to judicial activism," end quote. Ironically, the decision was written by former Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson, arguably the most activist justice ever to serve on Montana's highest court. Knutson's brief then went on to say that nowhere in Montana's constitutional text is there a right to elective abortion. Instead, the framers intentionally excluded abortion from the Constitution and left to the legislature the prerogative to permit, prohibit, or regulate it. Planned Parenthood has yet to reply to the brief, but will keep you posted as these cases move forward. In addition to last week's March for Life in Helena, there will be a March for Life in Billings this Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Yellowstone Courthouse lawn. We'll march from St. Patrick's to the courthouse, then rally with speeches by pro-life leaders from across the state. As we wait for the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in the Dobbs case, the momentum is building as those who cherish life look forward to the day when Roe v. Wade is finally relegated to the ash heap of history. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.